anyway, so, sorry.
Should kids work part-time while in high school? Yes. A new survey found about 40% of adults, that was Jono there saying that yes, say no. Experts say it's critical to a child's development to learn about money and responsibilities to prepare them for adulthood. Overprotective parents are instead giving their children money for chores rather than encouraging them to seek employment. Kathy, I'm going to put this to you.
Yes.
Surely, I mean, we all used to work jobs straight out of school. Do you think it's really important because it teaches them the value of money?
I do. And also, you know, the bank of mum and dad. Really, it's not a bottomless pit. Mm. And we did every job, didn't we? I mean, I emptied bedpans, I was a human street sign, I was a checkout chick. And I tell you, the best thing about having a bad job, it motivates you to get a good one.
Correct.
Did you have it while you were at school?
While I was at school, absolutely, yeah.
I look at the amount of homework kids get today and I think I'd be really concerned that they could get all that homework done and still hold down a job. I just don't know that there can be a hard and fast rule about this. I think if a child wants to get a job and feels they can handle the schoolwork, by all means. But if it's a struggle, or you need the income in the family, which is always a different reason. Mm. But the homework that they get is horrendous.
Oh, the homework debate, which I've often mentioned, you know, I've got an 8 and 6-year-old and the homework they have is completely ridiculous, and all the research shows that it makes no difference at all to their academic record and that children, after spending how many hours in a classroom, need a break.
Yeah, yes. I think they'd actually learn a lot more by having a part-time job than they would by doing the homework in the first place. I think it is ridiculously onerous. And the best way to learn something is to do it.
Mm. What was your first part-time job?
I had a job delivering phone books, and I think we got 16 cents a phone book that we delivered, and I was a bit of a rock and roller back in the day, a bit of an old school, you know, akadaka, and I did the first shift in skin-tight slashed jeans. Keep in mind, I'm running alongside a van with a stack of phone books, and I had skin-tight slashed jeans. I think I had a Guns N' Roses black muscle top, no muscles, however, and some black sort of Cuban-heeled cowboy.
Wear that in tomorrow,
because we've got photographic evidence of that.
From the waist down, I'm wearing it right now.
Oh dear, that mental image. We've got some feedback this morning on this topic from Peter. We thought it would be better if our children just focused on school, but now they have finished, they are not horrible because they are now 18 and have no experience. That's a very good point. And this from Jess, there's nothing wrong with it. Life becomes a juggling act for everyone. Why not allow them a bit of preparation? It should be an option through school.
Good point.
Well, who was the first woman inducted Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? We'll find out right after this break when Jono looks back at this week in history. You are watching Studio 10.